1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back in Seward as we get set for the men's contest here tonight between Hastings and Concordia. Broncos 4-8 on the season, 1-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia is 7-2. They are 3-1 in the conference. They are ranked number 20 in the country. Hastings going with a little bit of different starting lineup here tonight. Aaron Kane, the 6'3" and senior from Colorado Springs. Derek Fletcher, the 6'7" and senior out of Omaha. Dane Bacon, the 6'1" and sophomore out of Kearney. Tobin Reinwald, a 6'6" freshman out of Lincoln. And Donovan Schultz, a 6'6" senior out of Aurora, Colorado. Concordia will go with Tyler Bird, a 6'junior out of Bennington, Nebraska. Barrett Braun, a 6'5" junior from Lakeside, California. Also Ryan Schrum, a 6'7" senior from Allen, Texas. Sam Huebner, a 6'6" senior from Aurora, Colorado. And Porter Bertel, who's a 6'7" sophomore out of Madison, Nebraska. So the ball game is underway. Hastings and Concordia here tonight. The Bulldogs ranked number 20 in the country in the latest NAIA Division II poll. Here's Reinwald driving for the basket. It's going to be blocked down right at the hoop, and now a jump ball is called on the rebound. Bertel came down on the rebound for Concordia. The arrow pointing in favor of the Bulldogs as Hastings controlled the opening tip, so the Broncos went right to the hole there. And Tobin Reinwald had his shot blocked down. Just underway. We're in the men's contest here tonight after the Hastings College women won the opener by the score of 62-59. There's a lob pass inside, grabbing the ball and scoring is Ryan Schrum. So Concordia goes out on top. That was an easy one for Schrum. 2-0 is the score. Hastings working against the man-to-man defense now for Concordia. The Bulldogs are going to slow things down here tonight. And like Hastings talked in the pregame show with head coach Lance Creech, they want to speed things up here tonight, force the tempo against the Bulldogs here in this ballgame. As Concordia gives up only 66 points per ball game on defense. Here's Fletcher firing up a long-range jumper. It's going to be no good. One shot and out. Ryan Schrum grabs the rebound. Concordia down the near sideline. The Bulldogs have a 2-0 lead over Hastings. Broncos will be in the man-to-man defense. Here's Tyler Bird, 4-3. Shot rims off, no good. Rebound comes to Donovan Schultz of Hastings. Schultz gets the ball away to Derek Fletcher. Now to Reinwald. Heads for the basket. Jumps inside. His shot's no good, but he's fouling the play. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Porter Bertel. That's going to be his first. That's going to be the first team foul on the Bulldogs. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings College will play things in. Broncos in their visiting uniforms tonight. New unis for the 2010-2011 season. They're gray, trimmed and lettered in crimson. 2-0 is the score. Hastings trailing in this contest after the early field goal by Ryan Schrum for Concordia. Broncos with the ball, working in their offensive zone, shooting to our basket to our right as we view it from the floor here in Concordia. Aaron Kane has got it out here. Kane moves it on the dribble to the left side. Kane pulls up at the top of the arc, can't put up a shot. Out to Schultz, his shot for three is good. Several feet behind the three-point arc there. Donovan Schultz throws one up there. Hastings College has a lead. Broncos 3, Concordia 2. Minute and 45 seconds to play. Actually, a minute and 45 seconds gone here in the first half. 18-15 remaining here in the first half as Concordia works it right down low again to Porter Bertel. He lays it in. So Concordia getting deep in the Bronco defense. And now Hastings is called for being out of bounds. They brought it down the near sideline at Tobin Reinwald, and he's whistled for being out of bounds right in front of the Concordia bench. First turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. The Broncos average 16 turnovers per contest. They force 12 on the other end. Turnover margin is 11th in the conference this week. Here comes Concordia back the other way. They force it down low again. Here's a shot by Schrum. No good. Rebound comes down to Schultz of Hastings. Donovan Schultz gets the ball away to the far sideline. With the ball there for Hastings, there's going to be a Dane Bacon who had a good ball game against Northwestern on Saturday. Here's a Reinwald with the ball. Now to Donovan Schultz here on the near sideline. Schultz gives it up now to a Tobin Reinwald. Bounce pass comes to the near side. With it's Aaron Kane. Circles around. And he has the ball tipped away, and it's going to be taken away. That's a Barrett Braun. He drives back the other way. His driving layup is going to be no good. Rebound to Schultz. So Hastings turns it away offensively, but they cannot convert at the other end. Hastings trailing 4-3 early in the ballgame. We played about 3 minutes. Here's Schultz from downtown. He hits another one. Donovan Schultz, who is shut out in the ballgame against Northwestern on Saturday, comes back with three long three-pointers for Hastings. And the Broncos are two long three-pointers for the Broncos. It's now 6-4. Hastings with the lead, just under 17 minutes to go. Concordia working the ball. Here's Huebner. Touches it for the first time. His pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Fletcher. He runs her back the other way for Hastings' first turnover on Concordia. Here's a Bacon with the ball. Splits a couple of defenders. Loses control. He gets it to Kane. Now at the Schultz, and he's fouled in 3-point territory. He lets one fly. A foul is going to go on to Porter Bertel. That's going to be his second. So Donovan Schultz has already hit 2 3-pointers. That time he was fouled into play in 3-point territory. So the big guy from Aurora, Colorado, 6'6", will go to the free throw line here for Hastings to fire up three. He is second best in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week at 95%. His shot is up there, it's good. So Donovan Schultz, after being held scoreless in the ball game against Northwestern on Saturday, has come out a-blazing here tonight. He's already got 7 points in the ball game. His next shot is up there, it's good. He'll have another one. He was fouled in 3-point territory. Brent Houchin comes into the ball game now for Porter Bertel, who's got a couple of quick personal fouls here for Concordia. Hastings with an early lead, 8-4. Next one is up there. That one is good. So Donovan Schultz has got 9 points for Hastings, and he's scored all the points for the Broncos so far in this first half. Here's a Tyler Bird with the ball now for Concordia. Comes across the top to Ryan Shrum. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Shrum comes out near the 10-second line, double-teamed to Bird. Now down in the corner. They get it to Braun. His shot is up and in. Barrett Braun hits a 3-ball there. 9-7 is the score now. Hastings with a 2-point lead. Dane Bacon circles around behind the screen from Schultz. Leaves it out here. That's Tobin Reinwald. Dribbles behind his back. Takes it down the lane and scores. Tobin Reinwald, the freshman out of Lincoln, gets deep in the Concordia defense. And the Broncos back down to a 4-point lead. 11-7. Hastings with the advantage. Here's a missed handoff out here in 3-point territory. Picked up by Reinwald. He stuffs it home on the other end of the floor. Tobin Reinwald now at 4 points in the ball game. Hastings has built a 13-7 lead. That was a second turnover by Concordia. Has wanted to hand the ball off like a football play out here in 3-point territory. They mishandled it, and Reinwald picks it up and jams it home at the other end. Hastings with a 6-point lead, 13-7. Here's Tyler Bird. His shot up there good. 3-pointer from Bird. He had 22 on Saturday in their win over Dakota Wesleyan. 13-10, Hastings with a 3-point lead. Here's Fletcher for three. His shot's off of the iron, no good. And the rebound comes down to Bird for Concordia. Tyler brings it back, right-handed dribble back the other way. Tyler gets it to Braun. Back outside, here's a long-range jumper. It's going to be no good there by Houchin, and now a foul is called on the rebound. Houchin from the top of the key goes up with a shot there for Concordia. The foul is going to be called on Hastings. And the personal foul is on Kane. That's going to be his first. That's the first team foul on the Broncos here in the first half. 15:08. The play until halftime. Hastings out to a 13-10 advantage. Here's a Houchin with the ball. Houchin gets it now to Shrum. He pounds it down low right off of the fingertips of Huebner out of bounds. Huebner just left of the basket there, had his hands on it. It goes whistling right on through there out of bounds. Third turnover on Concordia in the ball game, and now the Dogs going to call a timeout. 15:03 to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 13, Concordia 10.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College women victorious in the first ball game, 62-59. Now the men have got a 13-10 lead in this second contest. Broncos come back with the basketball. Fletcher will get it away now to Dane Bacon. Bacon dribbles right to left. It's across the top of the key to Aaron Kane. Gets it away. Takes it to the free throw line. There's Ryan Wald with the ball here on the near sideline. Bounce pass goes inside. With it is going to be Marvin, who's into the ball game now. His shot from right in front of the basket. It's going to be no good, but a foul is going to be called on the rebound. A foul is going to go on the rebound here on Hastings. They will give the ball to Concordia. So Jake Marvin out of the ball game. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Kane. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Kane. Coming into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Dylan Flynn. Flynn had 16 points in 18 minutes of playing time in the ball game against Northwestern on Saturday. Hastings with a 3-point lead, 13-10. Concordia with the ball as they work with it. Here's a lob pass down low. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Hastings. The fourth turnover on the Broncos. Coming back with the ball is Ryan Wald. Takes it to the far sideline. Three-pointer by Bacon is no good. Rebounded by Houchin. Houchin gets the ball to the far sideline. Tyler Bird has got it. Right-handed dribble back into the offensive zone. Houchin now spins it off on the left side to Shrum. Free throw line extended. Out on top again. That's a Tyler Bird with it. Bird moves to his right. Reverses the ball. Gets it to Banahan, who's into the ball game now. Andy Banahan back inside to Braun. His shot is up and in. Barrett Braun has now got 5 points in the ball game for Concordia. It is now a 13-12 ball game. Hastings with a lead. Fletcher takes it over on the far side. That's going to be a Dane Bacon. Now to Ryan Wald. Ryan Wald gets it to Dylan Flynn. Flynn on the right side of the lane. Takes it on the dribble into the paint. Kicks it back out here. That's a Dane Bacon off on the far side. Driving for the holes. Ryan Wald, the shot is up and in. Ryan Wald started off on the left sideline. Took it right to the basket there for Hastings. He's got 3 field goals. And the Broncos have a 3-point lead again. Hastings 15, Concordia 12. 13 and a half to play. Here's Braun with the ball. Free throw line extended left side to Banahan out here in 3-point territory. Hands it away to Bird. Drives it to the elbow. Now down in the corner to Braun. His shot for three. No good. Offensive rebound. Banahan. He holds on to it. Finally gets rid of it to Ryan Shrum. Shrum comes out here in the 3-point territory. With the ball is Bird. He gets away from a double team. Goes to the far sideline. Now to Shrum. Shrum holds it. He tries to dribble it against the Bronco defense and now takes it to the hole. And a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Marvin. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 3 on the Broncos here in the first half. Non-shooting situation. So it's going to be Concordia playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. We have played 7 minutes. Hastings 15, Concordia 12. Concordia will inbound the ball to the far sideline. That's going to be Shrum. His shot for three. No good. And a rebound comes down to Hastings. Nate Olson into the ball game for the first time. Grabs the rebound to Brady Lohman. Down to Olson. Dribble penetration. Bounce pass down low to Marvin. Marvin kicks it back out to Lohman. His shot for three is off the front iron. No good. Rebound to the corner. It's going to be picked up here by Olson. Olson gets the ball out of Jake Marvin. Marvin now to Derek Fletcher. The Broncos reset the offense here. Hastings with a fresh shot clock. Lohman on the right sideline behind the screen. Lohman moves it to the left side. Fletcher 4-3. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound loose and battered away. Picked up here by Bird. Bird on the right sideline. 12 and a half minutes to play. Hastings 15, Concordia 12. Tyler Bird out here in 3-point territory. Picked up by Olson of Hastings as the Broncos stay with their man-to-man. Braun has got it. Braun now to Houchin. Houchin moves it to Shrum. Left side of the lane. Back out to Bird. Now they'll try the right side. That's Braun with it now. Brown moves it down low to Houchin. Houchin angles toward the basket, forces up a shot. It's going to be no good. Partially deflected by Flynn. The ball brought out of there now by Olson. Running back the other way. Olson, the Lohman shot on the baseline. No good. Offensive foul. Brady Lohman runs over Bird down there and picks up the personal foul. So Brady Lohman picks up his first. The freshman out of Norfolk picks up the personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 in the Broncos. 11:55 to play here in the first half. Hastings 15, Concordia 12. The Bulldogs coming up of an 82-71 win over Dakota Wesleyan on Saturday. Hastings losing to Northwestern at home, 85-74. This is the 20th ranked team in the country we're seeing here tonight in Seward. 15-12, Hastings with the lead. There's a Ryan Shrum, 4-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Pulled out of there by Hastings. And then losing the ball out of bounds because it was knocked out of his hands. Tobin Reinwald come down with the basketball for Hastings. It was slapped out of his hands out of bounds. So Reinwald will play things in. Reinwald will get it to Olson. He'll bring it across the midcourt stripe. Right-handed dribble. Gets it back to Reinwald. Now to Brady Lohman on the left side. Looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Retreats back out here to the three-point territory to Donovan Schultz. Schultz now to Olson. Dribbles into the paint there. Nice pass to Brady Lohman. His shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Lohman trying to reverse layup there. And Andy Banahan got a piece of it and stopped it out of bounds for the Dogs. 11-17 to play here in the first half. 15-12. Hastings out on top by 3. Broncos will inbound the ball. Olson looking, goes to Brady Lohman here on the right sideline. Lohman puts it on the floor behind his screen from Schultz. Takes it to the elbow. Now to Donovan out here in 3-point territory. Schultz goes back to Brady Lohman. Left side, 5 seconds in the shot clock. Lohman gives it now to Ryan Wald, and now we got a traveling violation. Traveling violation called there on Hastings. Shot clock was running down, and Hastings panicked there a little bit. Traveling violation called on the Broncos. 15-12, Hastings with a 3-point lead. 11:03 to play here in the first half. Here's a Bird back with the ball now for Concordia. Leads it out top to a Braun. Braun down to Schrum. Ryan Schrum reverses the ball, gets it to Huebner. On the near sideline to Braun, tries to force the ball down low. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Schultz had a piece of it there as they were trying to get the ball to Banahan. It was knocked out of bounds, so Concordia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own hole. Tyler Bird looking to inbound, does so to Schrum on the baseline for three. His shot is up there, no good. Rebounded by Huebner on the weak side. Huebner with the ball, comes out into three-point territory to Bird. Now left side to Ryan Schrum. Concordia hits the fresh shot clock here. Huebner works it out from the right side to Braun. Braun on the right sideline again. That's going to be Bird with the ball as he puts it on the floor, dribbles out here into three-point territory. To Schrum, lobs it inside. Huebner with the ball. He battles in the paint. He forces up a shot. Traveling violation. Traveling violation. Schultz and Olsen had him in a sandwich inside. He's whistled for the traveling violation. 10:20 to play here in the first half. Hastings 15, Concordia 12. Bronco basketball for you tonight from the Health, Human Performance, and Athletic Center, otherwise known as the Dog Pound in Seward. Concordia trailing Hastings by three. It is 15-12. Here's Tobin Reinwald with the ball at the top of the key for Hastings. Concordia still into man-to-man. Donovan Schultz down on the baseline, backs up, spins, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Foul called. Schultz is a man on the mission here tonight for Hastings. Huebner picks up the personal foul for Concordia. That's his first. Schultz scored the first 9 points for the Broncos. And now Donovan will go to the free throw line here. He's still got 9 points, 3 of 3 from the line. A couple of three-pointers as well in the early minutes of this ballgame. The shot from the line is up there. It's no good. Again, Donovan, a 95% foul shooter in the season. He is now 24 out of 26 on free throws this year. That's his second miss of the season. 10 minutes and a tick left. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Donovan Schultz already with 10 points in the ballgame. He did not score in the contest against Northwestern on Saturday. Now Hastings has got a four-point lead at 16-12. Halfway through this first half from Seward. Here's Bird for three. Shot is up there around the rim and down. Took a high, hopped into the air, and went straight through the hole. Tyler Bird now with six. Concordia back within one, 16-15. Spinning in the lane, there is going to be Dylan Flynn, and he's called for the steps. Flynn got it right in front of the basket, trying to put a move on there to get the ball into the hole. He's whistled for the traveling violation. Four turnovers on Hastings here in the ballgame. They averaged 16 on the season. Flynn checks out. Back into the ballgame now for Hastings will be Fletcher. So now Concordia can pull ahead here with a field goal. 16-15. Hastings with a one-point lead. That's a Bird with the ball to get it inside to Banahan on a high post. Not a Bird from 17. Shot good. Tyler Bird, he's going to be a tough cookie here tonight. He's got 8 points in the ballgame. Concordia now leading 17-16 with 9:19 to play. And we got a personal foul back the other way. Personal foul going Adam Boat, who just checked in there for Concordia. Vote is a 5'9" freshman out of Syracuse. That's personal foul number 4 on the Dogs here in the first half, so no free throws. Hastings will play things in. Zach Short comes in now for the Broncos. Coming out will be Olsen. So Zach Short, a 5'10" sophomore out of Colorado, comes in there for the Broncos. 17-16, Hastings trailing by a point. Broncos with the ball. Ryan Wald gets it inside. Donovan Schultz right at the elbow now. Schultz drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good, but he's fouling the play. So Schultz will go back to the free throw line now for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Banahan. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 5 on the Dogs. And Donovan Schultz back to the free throw line here for Hastings. Only two guys have scored for the Broncos early. Ryan Walden, Donovan Schultz are getting the job done at this point. Here comes the shot from the line. It's up there. It's no good. So Schultz misses his third free throw of the season. Brent Houchin comes into the ball game now for Concordia, replacing Andy Banahan. 17-16, Concordia with a lead. Now we're tied as Donovan Schultz hits the free throw. We are tied at 17 points apiece. 9:04 remaining until halftime, and here's Concordia driving the ball to the hole, and Zach Short picks up the personal foul. That's going to be the first foul on Zach. Team foul number 5 on Hastings. No free throws. Concordia will inbound. Adam Vogt will trigger things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They just lob it out here to Houchin. Right at the elbow, left side, now to Schrum. Schrum to Vogt. Vogt moves it down in the corner. That's a Tyler Bird behind the screen. Bird brings it up high. Now he's double-teamed. Bird gets the ball away. He goes down in the corner to Brent Houchin. Now to Bird. Bird on the wing. Takes it out in three-point territory to Strum. They move it down in the corner again to Adam Boats. Boats puts it on the floor. Dribbles into the lane. A feed down in the corner. Here's a three-pointer put up in. Ryan Strum hits the three-pointer for Concordia. He's got 5 points in the ball game, and the Dogs now have a three-point lead, 20-17. There's a Donovan Schultz with his back to the basket. Throws it over the far sideline to Dane Bacon. Bacon comes out to Zach Short. Short comes to the near sideline again. Concordia in a man-to-man defense. Here's Short on the wing on the left side. Takes it down on the baseline on the dribble and throws the ball into the backcourt. It's going to be retrieved here by Bird on the turnover. Drives for the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down. Great job by Schultz, and then a foul is called. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Strum of Concordia. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be a woman. Coming out is going to be Dane Bacon. 8:03 to play here in the first half. Concordia 20, Hastings 17. The Bulldogs average 73 points per ball game on offense. They give up 66 on defense. Hastings at 75 and 77, respectively. 20-17, Hastings down by three. Ryan Wald takes it to the elbow, tries to spin, comes out here now to Zach Schwartz. Back inside to Ryan Wald. Ryan Wald has it tipped away. It is loose on a baseline, and it's going to be retrieved here by Votes. Turnover number six already on Hastings. Lance talked about turnovers in the pregame show, something that the Broncos are going to have to cut down on. They had a bunch of them the other day against Northwestern. 20-17 is the score. Hastings down by three. Concordia works with it against the Bronco man-to-man. Here's a Bird. Goes over to Boat on the wing on the right side. Boat out to a Brent Houchin. Lobs the ball down low. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Ryan Wald of Hastings to the near sideline to Woolman. Six turnovers on Concordia. Here's Schultz for three. Shot in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Boat. Adam Boat running back the other way for Concordia down the right sideline. Down in the corner to Sam Huebner. Huebner brings it to the elbow on the right side of the lane. Down to Boat. Sets a screen. Vogt runs into a defender here for Hastings. That's Ryan Wald, and down he goes, and a foul called. Ryan Wald picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number six on the Broncos. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Jake Marvin. Marvin comes in now for Hastings. Also coming in will be Barrett Braun. He checks in for Vogt. No free throws again. Concordia will inbound off of the far side. Here's Bird from the left side of the lane. It's going to be off of the front iron. No good. Offensive rebound. Houchin is shot up again, and he's fouling the play. Brett Houchin gets the offensive board and a putback, and he is fouled in the play. That's another thing we talked about during the pregame show is offensive rebounds. Hastings gave up a ton of those as well in Northwestern on Saturday. And Houchin gets one right there and a putback, and the Broncos now trail by 5 points. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Houchin, and his free throw is up and in. So not only did Hastings give up the offensive board, they give up a three-point play right there. And now Concordia has got a lead over Hastings 23-17. The Bulldogs have scored the last 6 points here in the ball game. Hastings needs a bucket right here. The Broncos and Concordia tonight, action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Fletcher goes to Brady Lohman. Bounce pass goes inside to Fletcher. Spins one way, then the other. Puts up a shot in the lane. Hits off of the back iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Sam Huebner for the Concordia Bulldogs. Down the left sideline. They get the ball now to Bird. Bird now to Huebner. Out of here in three-point territory. Now to Braun. To Bird. Shot for three. Is going to be short. Offensive rebound. Shrum goes back up in the lane. Shot is up there. No good. Tap try. No good. Ball loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. And they give the ball to Concordia. So, again, two, three shots of the bucket here for the Concordia Bulldogs. They've got a six-point lead at 23-17. Broncos unable to grab this rebound, and Concordia will have another chance at things right here. They will inbound the ball. Tyler Bird will trigger things in. Bird holding it. Goes to the far sideline to Houchin. Houchin now to Strum. Hands it away to Bird again. Out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Reinwald. Now to Braun. Braun boots it to the top of the key to Houchin. Houchin hands it away to Strum. Still out here in three-point territory, running a little weave out here. Here's Braun. Bounce pass goes inside to get it to Houchin. His shot in the lane is no good, and the ball tapped out of there is picked up by Short. Zach Short has got it for Hastings. Now to Reinwald. Into the forecourt, down in the corner. Reinwald spins away, and we got a palming violation on Reinwald. Turnover number seven on Hastings. 5:48 to play until halftime. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. 23-17, Concordia's got the lead. And playing things in backcourt will be Houchin. So here come the Bulldogs. Now to Tyler Byrd. Hastings will attack right here at the 10-second line with Fletcher. Bounce pass comes over here on the wing to Brown. He has his pocket picked by Brady Lohman. Lohman has got it on the turnover, gets the pass ahead. There's a shot that's going to be blocked. Twin tried to put up a shot there for Hastings. Broncos get a rebound to Ryan Wall. The shot for three is good. So Hastings gives up the two underneath on a blocked shot by the Bulldogs off of that fingertips of Dylan Flynn, but the Broncos stay after it. They get the offensive board, and Tobin Reinwald hits a three-pointer for Hastings. He's now got 9 points in the contest. 23-20, the Broncos now trailing by 3 points. Concordia's got the ball. They work it inside again to Huebner. He backs up against Reinwald. His shot is up there. It's good. Sam Huebner, he averages 13 points per ball game. Gets a short jumper in the lane. It's now 25-20. The Broncos run back quickly down the near sideline. Lohman has got it. Back out on top now to Jason States. States goes down low. Fletcher grabs the ball, shoots and scores. States gets the assist. Fletcher gets the field goal there for Hastings. That's Fletcher's first goal of the contest. 25-22. It's Concordia leading by 3 points here in this one. There's Fletcher tipping the ball away. Brown picks it up near the 10-second line. Brown gets it down to Shrum. 4-3, shot good. Shrum got away from the pressure defense of the Broncos, and he cans a long-range jumper there for Hastings, or for Concordia. He's now got 8 points in the ballgame, and Concordia has opened up a 6-point lead. We have got a timeout here. 4 minutes and 26 seconds to play. Here in the first half, it's Concordia 28, Hastings 22.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So it's Concordia with a lead over Hastings. 28-22 is our score. Broncos had the lead early. In fact, to the 10-minute mark, it was 16-12, Hastings. Concordia now leading by 6 points at 28-22. Broncos with the ball back in their offensive end. Lohman takes it down on the baseline. That's Fletcher with the ball just right of the basket. Trying to maneuver down there. Now he gets rid of it to Jason States, and he's out of bounds. So the Broncos turn it away again. That's turnover number 8. Coming out of the ball game, Flynn checking back in there is Schultz for Hastings. 28-22. Concordia has got a 6-point lead as we approach the 4-minute mark here in this first half. Here comes Concordia back in their offensive zone. Adam Vogt has got it here. Picked up by Lohman. Comes out between the rings to Ryan Shrum. Now to Byrd. Byrd lobs it right side of the lane to Shrum. He gets it to Huebner. Huebner dumps it down low. Now to Houchin. He has the ball stripped away. It is loose and it's picked up by Hastings. Schultz has got a long pass down the floor to Fletcher for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound to Houchin. So the Broncos take a quick shot there with Fletcher on the three. It wouldn't go. One shot and out. Concordia grabs the rebound. Ryan Shrum, left side of the lane, gets it down to the top of the key. That's Sam Huebner. Huebner to Vogt. His bounce pass inside is intercepted. Intercepted there by Jason States. Long pass down the floor again to Fletcher. This time he'll hold things up. Fletcher goes inside his States, and he has problems with the ball. And a traveling violation on Jason. He had problems controlling that quick pass there from Fletcher. Turnover number 9 on Hastings. So again, Concordia will come back the other direction. 3:23 to play in the first half. 28-22, Concordia with a lead. Here's Tyler Byrd with the ball now for the Dogs. To Brent Houchin on the wing. Left side to Ryan Shrum behind the screen. Shrum takes it to the top of the key on the dribble. Flips it away now to Byrd. Out here in 3-point territory. Byrd comes over here to Shrum. Picked up there by Ryan Wald at Hastings to the far sideline to Vogt. Brings it back now to Ryan Shrum. Dribble penetration into the lane. Contact made. Foul called. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Ryan Wald. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Ryan Wald. That's going to be team foul number 8 on Hastings. Now Concordia in the bonus situation here with 2:57 to play in this first half. Ryan Shrum to the free throw line. He's got 8 points so far tonight. 84% foul shooter in the season. 22 out of 26 as free throws up and in. Concordia is a team, the fourth best free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They are hitting 74% of their free throws. The number five in field goal percentage, number five in three-point percentage. The next shot is going to be up there and in. It is now a 30-22 ball game. So the biggest lead of the contest for Concordia, 30-22. Hastings needs a bucket right here. Fletcher moves it back around to the left side. That's Olsen with the ball. Olsen gets away, trying to penetrate, can't do it. Gets it back out to Bacon. His pass inside is going to be intercepted. Intercepted as he tried to get the ball to Fletcher on the baseline. Here come the Dogs back. Shrum for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Ball is tapped down. It's going to be picked up here by the Dogs. Another offensive rebound for Concordia. Tyler Bird, jump pass down in the corner. Long-range jumper for three is up and in. A three-pointer by Adam Boats from deep in the right corner. Now Concordia's got an 11-point lead, 33-22 with 2:10 to play here in this first half from the Dog Pound in Seward. Here's Donovan Schultz. He powers his way to the basket, loses control of it, and is picked up here by Huebner. Turnover number 11 on Hastings. And now the Bulldogs have got in their offensive end with an 11-point lead. Bird comes over here on the wing to Ryan Shrum. Shrum comes out to Huebner now, top of the key to Boats. Bounce pass goes down on the baseline. They get it down there to Houchin. Not a vote again. Gets away. Circles around underneath the basket. Down in the corner. Shrum left side. Three-pointer good. Ryan Shrum now with 13 points in the ball game. Concordia has opened up a 14-point lead, 36-22, and Lance calls a timeout. We've got a timeout. Hastings with a minute and 40 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Concordia 36, Hastings 22.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
This ball game was tied at 17 points apiece with 9 minutes and 4 seconds to play. Concordia has now gotten a 19-5 run here in this first half. And the Bulldogs now lead by a score of 36-22 with a minute 40 left. Concordia hitting some big three-pointers. Adam Boat has got a tray. Tyler Bird has got two threes. Barrett Braun has got one. Ryan Shrum has stepped outside. He's had a couple of threes here for Concordia. And the Dogs now leading by 14 points, the 20th-ranked team in the country, leading Hastings by the score of 36-22. So Lance calling the timeout. We'll see what the Broncos have in store here as they bring the ball in. Nate Olson gets it to Fletcher, and Derek will bring things up for Hastings. Comes over to Olson on the wing on the right side. Olson dribbling with the ball, takes it to the free throw line, kicks it back out here. Dribbling into the lane. A shot is put up there by Dane Bacon. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up there by Concordia. Sam Huebner has got it now for the Bulldogs. Gets it away to Tyler Bird. A 14-point lead for the Dogs. It's 36-22. On the right side is Braun with the ball. He tries to power his way to the basket. Can't do it. Gives it up down to Shrum behind his screen. He drives it down the right side of the lane. A pass across the paint is going to be thrown out of bounds. And now we got a foul call. It's going to be an offensive foul on Shrum as he ran over a couple of Bronco defenders down there underneath the basket. So two fouls now on Shrum. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt with a minute and 6 seconds to play. 106 to play until halftime. 36-22, Concordia trailing in the ball, or Concordia ahead in the ball game. End of the contest now for Hastings will be Devin Manning. So Hastings trailing by 14 points. We've reached the 1 minute mark. Here's a Dylan Flynn in the ball game as well for Hastings. He's got the ball. Comes out on top to Bacon for three. His shot is up and in. Dane Bacon hits a shot from the top of the key. He had 16 points on Saturday against Northwestern. He comes in and hits a big bucket there from the top of the key. Hastings now down by 11, 36-25. Adam Boat with the ball being hacked out here by Manning, and now we've got a foul call on Devin. Right in front of us, Devin Manning is whistled for the personal foul. That's his first. And now going to the free throw line for Concordia is going to be Adam Boat. So Boat, who has hit a three-pointer so far in the ball game, will try to add to that total right here. He's an 87% foul shooter in the season, ranked number 5 this week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 4 points per ball game. Adam Vogt eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. It's good. It is now 37-25. Concordia's got the lead. Men's college basketball action for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Adam Vogt will have one more. His shot is up there. It's good. So he hits a pair of free throws. Into the ball game now for Concordia is going to be Andy Banahan. And going out is going to be Sam Huebner. Concordia 38, Hastings College 25. Nate Olson will bring the ball back now for Hastings. Right-handed dribble as he walks it across the midcourt stripe here. Hastings will play for the final shot of this first half. We're down to 23 seconds to go. Shot clock is off as Nate Olson is bouncing the ball out here near the 10-second line. Concordia matched up. Olson moves it to the left side of the floor. He's still got it. Entry pass. They get it to Donovan Schultz. Left side of the lane. Has it tipped away. Schultz forces the ball up there. Has it stripped away. And it's picked up by Concordia. Now a foul in backcourt. It is picked up by Tyler Bird. And he is hit from behind. And a foul is going to be called here on Nate. So instead of getting the final shot, Hastings turns the ball over on that possession. Concordia grabs it. Now Tyler Bird will go to the free throw line here for Concordia with 5.2 seconds to play. 38-25. We're in the first half as Tyler Bird will go to the free throw line. That's the 10th team foul in Hastings, so this will be a two-shot opportunity for Bird. His shot is up there. It's good. Bird now with 9 points in the basketball game. That gives Concordia a 14-point lead, 39-25 in men's college basketball. Bird will have one more. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound Hastings. That's Donovan Schultz. Gets to Manning. Far sideline. Manning throws up a running one-hander at the buzzer. No good. And that is the end of the first half of play. So Hastings had the lead early in this one. Concordia comes back. They use a 19-5 run to give them some breathing room here in the first half. And at halftime, it's the Concordia Bulldogs 39, Hastings 25. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618. West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in Seward, the Hastings College men's basketball team trailing here at halftime by the score of 39-25. Again, the Bulldogs using a 19-5 run during that first half. That ball game was tied at 17-17. And then Concordia goes on a 19-5 run to open up a 14-point advantage at 36-22 with a minute and 40 seconds to play. The Bulldogs have the lead here at the break by a score of 39-25. Hastings in the first half hit only 33% of their field goals. They were 8 out of 24 from the field, 33%. 4 out of 10 from three-point range for 40%. Hastings 5 out of 7 from the free throw line for 71%. Concordia in the first half, 13 out of 29 for 44%. Three-pointers, they were 7 of 15 for 46%. 6 out of 7 from the free throw line, 85%. Concordia again out-rebounding Hastings, 20-13. That was the focus this week for head coach Lance Creech. That was rebounding. And the offensive glass are being outdone, too, 7-3 by Concordia. Hastings has turned the ball over 11 times here in the ball game, 9 for Concordia. And Hastings trailing here at the break by a score of 39-25 as Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman will join us here at halftime. And coach, a nice win for you in the first ball game, 62-59. We'll take them any way we can. This is a big win for us here tonight.
Well, it was. We've talked about how we've been frustrated, how we can't seem to get things going right. And tonight we got off to a good start on the road, which you needed to do. We attacked their press very well and got some layups off that right away. And then hung on for dear life at the end.
We were talking about the pressure defense during the pregame show, that we would see some pressure after what we saw against Northwestern. I thought for the most part we handled that pretty well tonight, didn't we?
You know, I did. We really attacked well. We kept our spacing well in the first 3-4 minutes and got up, basically shooting a lot of layups against their press. So then they backed it off to a half court and just saw they became more of an opportunistic trapping team. If we didn't keep our spacing, if we got out of control or something, then they came after us. But for the most part, they got a little hesitant to get after us a lot.
We had 27 turnovers in the ball game tonight. That's probably far too many, but a lot of those just unforced turnovers, especially out here in three-point range.
You know, the good news about the turnovers tonight, they didn't get a lot of runouts on them. And so we made the mistake, but we'd throw it out of bounds, trying to throw it into the post, or we'd throw it in and get it intercepted. But we were generally able to get back with some balance on defense. And so we didn't have all of those 2- and 4- and 6-point swings all the time that we've been giving up lately. So I think a lot of the turnovers were fatigue turnovers. We've been practicing very hard. We haven't taken any time off. And then we played very hard in the first half. At halftime, I wanted the halftime to last about 40 minutes instead of just 15.
Hastings found a way to win tonight despite not shooting real well. Shot only 40% from the field, but found enough ways to win this thing tonight.
You know, we shot pretty well the first half. We were 63% from the three-point line and 45% from the field. And then the second half, we started off with that same old couldn't buy a basket no matter what we did. But we got two really big threes down the stretch. We were only 2 of 7 in the second half, but Courtney hit one from down in the corner that extended the lead out to 5 points. And then with 3 seconds left on the shot clock, and I believe it was a 3-point game or a 2-point game at the time, Bia hit about a 42-footer, and that was that one. You could see a lot of the air go out of their sails.
Tell you what, that was an off-balance three, like I said, right at the end of the shot clock, and I marked it down here. It came with, 2 minutes and 9 seconds to play. That was probably the biggest shot of the ballgame.
Well, and when it went up, I thought, okay, this is going to hit the rim. Maybe we'll get a shot of rebounding, and I never dreamt it was going to go in, but you know, maybe after all the misfortune we've had lately, it was our turn to finally get a break on one. And we certainly caught I don't want to say that's a skilled shot we work on all the time, but the basketball gods gave us one there.
And we're talking with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. Hastings winning tonight 62-59 over Concordia. Alicia Stadler had another good ball game tonight, but you had some people step up, have solid ball games for you tonight.
You know, we did. We've got some folks who, Brittany Wong, didn't shoot a great percentage, but she took shots tonight and made people guard her, and that opened some things up for the post. We went to a double post set in the second half, and I thought Ray and Melissa and Alicia did a really nice job, particularly rebounding. We didn't hit the first shot very often, but we got a lot of second shots off of it, and that kept us alive there in the stretch where from about 10 minutes down to 4 minutes where we were really we'd lost all of our momentum. We couldn't hit a shot. So we just went in and dug in and picked up some second-chance points there.
Alicia Stadler, 15 points, 16 rebounds in the ball game tonight. And then Courtney Spahn, 14 points, 11 rebounds, a double-double for her.
You know, and it's been a while since Courtney shot the ball well. That's what's been missing a lot early in the season. We were 3-1. Her and Bia and Alicia were all shooting the ball well. Tonight we got good shooting out of all three of them, double figures out of all three of them. And while 62 is not a lot of points, it was enough tonight.
I saw a lot of grins on the faces when the girls came out. Obviously, they're feeling a lot better about themselves.
Well, like I said, we've really been busting in practice. And when we went into halftime, I told the coaches, I said, we're a little leg weary. This second half, if we win it, it's going to be just strictly off of mental toughness. But I think the hard practices have made us a little tougher. And good thing happens. Now we got to go home and deal with another team that will run up and down the floor 100 miles an hour and press. And I know they got a 30-point win tonight, so they're coming off of a couple of big wins.
Talk about Briarcliff a little bit. what do we expect as a pressure type and a run-and-gun type of team?
You know, it's a track meet with them. They want to get out and speed the game up as fast as they can. They want to force turnovers. Last year, I think we ended up shooting about 72% in the game for them, because if you take care of the basketball, you're going to get great shots, because they will always go for the steal. So it comes down to either we shoot layups or they shoot layups, whichever team has the best composure.
You can get a few winks here tonight, Coach. I know you'll feel good on the way home.
Well, it'll. I don't know how many winks, but the few that we get will feel great.
Okay, we'll see you Saturday.
Thank you.
Jeff Dittman again, the head coach for Hastings College. The Broncos winning it tonight, 62-59 over Concordia, the women's ball game. We touched on the big stars of the contest, 15 points, 16 rebounds for Alicia Stadler. Courtney Spahn, 14 points and 11 rebounds. Also scoring 17 points with Sophia McDermott. She hit three three-pointers, including that big one. Off balance, he calls it a 42-footer with the shot clock winding down to give Hastings a four-point lead and probably the biggest shot of the contest as Hastings goes on to win 62-59 in the women's ball game here tonight. We'll take a break and come back and check the halftime stats for the men's contest. Concordia out on top of Hastings by the score of 39-25. We'll come back after this.
Hastings College, a place where you can learn,
investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
You're listening to 1230 KHAS Hastings.
Read about the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, Adams Central, St. Cecilia, the area athletes and teams, plus state and national sports in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Have a happy and safe holiday season from the sports department and everyone at the Hastings Tribune. And congratulations to the player of the game from the Hastings Tribune.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Health Human Performance and Athletic Center in Seward tonight. Home of the dog pound. Concordia has got the lead over Hastings 39-25 here at the break. We gave you the shooting numbers for the men's contest. Here's what we have scoring-wise. Donovan Schultz has got 11 points for Hastings. He got off to a great start tonight. Scored the first 9 points for the Broncos here in the ball game. So Donovan Schultz has got 11. Tobin Reinwald has got 9 points. Dane Bacon has got 3. Derek Fletcher has got 2 points. Only 4 guys have scored for the Broncos. For the Bulldogs, they're being led by Ryan Shrum. He has got 13. Tyler Bird has got 9 points. 5 points for Adam Vogt. 5 points for Barrett Braun. Then we've got 2 points for Sam Huebner and 2 points for Porter Bertel. Concordia has got the lead over Hastings College here at halftime. The score is 39-25. The women's scoreboard is now complete. The other scores from the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight. Of course, the premier game, the two top teams in the conference squared off. They were both 4-0 in the conference. Northwestern playing Morningside tonight in Sioux City. And Northwestern has beaten Morningside by 10 in women's college basketball tonight. Northwestern 82 and Morningside 72. The other scores, Briar Cliff, winners over Dort tonight in Sioux City, 92-62. So the team we see on Saturday rolls up 92 points tonight and beats their opposition by 30 points in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Sioux Falls went on the road tonight to Mitchell, South Dakota, and beat Dakota Wesleyan 72-53. Hastings going on the road here tonight in Seward and beat Concordia 62-59. Mount Marty tonight won at home over Doan by the score of 83-43. So those are the rest of the scores from the Great Plains Athletic Conference and women's basketball. Those are all doubleheaders as well. So the men's games should be going on now in their respective sites. We'll have scores later on tonight. 39-25 is our score here at halftime, as the Concordia Bulldogs have got the lead over the Hastings College men's basketball team here tonight. Broncos hitting only 33% of their shots in the first half. They hit 8 out of 24, 4 out of 10 on three-pointers, 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. Broncos getting out-rebounded again by Concordia 20-13, including 7-3 on the offensive end. Leading rebounder for Hastings, Donovan Schultz, he's got 5. 5 rebounds for Sam Huebner for Concordia. Also grabbing 5 boards was Tyler Bird. So Concordia's got a lead, 39-25 over Hastings College. Second half is coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Tobin Reinwald gets a field goal in the lane there for Hastings. He's now got 11 points in the contest, and now it's 39-27. Broncos shooting to our basket to our left here in the second half. Concordia has got a 12-point lead in the basketball. Hastings attacking man-to-man here. Concordia shot the ball pretty well in the first half, almost 45% against the Bronco defense, 13 out of 29 from the field. Also connected on 7 out of 15 from three-point range. So Concordia's got a 12-point lead at 39-27. There's a bounce pass down low. They get it to Huebner, tries to put a man in the air, goes up with a shot, it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Schultz. Donovan grabs the ball for Hastings down the right sideline. They get it to Fletcher, now to Reinwald. Tobin hangs onto the ball, tries to dribble it inside, puts up a hanger in the lane. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Bertel. Bertel now for Concordia down the far sideline to Bird. Moves it down in the corner to Braun. Lob pass goes inside. They get it to Huebner. His shot no good, and he's fouled in the play. So a foul will go here on Hastings. It's going to go on Kane. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number one on Hastings here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line will be Huebner. Huebner with 2 points in the ball game thus far on a field goal. Pretty good foul shooter, 77%. Has not been in the line tonight. His shot is up there. It's good. Concordia in the first half hit 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. They are now 7 out of 8. Concordia, the fourth best free throw shooting team in the conference. Next shot is up there. It is good by Huebner. He has now got 4 points in the ball game, and the Bronco deficit is again 14 points at 41-27. Fletcher leads the ball out here to Dane Bacon out in three-point territory. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald dribbles inside, powers his way down the right side of the lane, gives it up now to Bacon. He finds the seam, drives for the hole. He's going to be knocked down. No foul called. The shot will go, and the ball's picked up here by Barrett Braun. Braun runs her back the other way. Now to Tyler Bird. Bird gets it away to Huebner. As he gets back outside, here's a Shrum for three. His shot is up there. It's no good. Battle for the loose ball. It comes to the near side. It's saved here by Braun. And it's retrieved back here by the Broncos. Now to Bacon, back to Braun, or rather to Kane. His shot is in there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Concordia coming back the other way. 41-27. Hastings down by 14 points here in the ballgame. Concordia works with it here. Here's a Ryan Shrum, comes over here to Tyler Bird, hangs on to it. Top of the key, Bertel lobs it down low, battle for the ball, and now we got a foul called. There's lob it down there to Huebner. And a foul is going to go here on Hastings. It's going to go on Reinwald. That's going to be his third. So now Reinwald with three, Kane with three. Team foul number two on the Broncos here in the second half of play. And now Concordia will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. End of the ball game for Hastings will be Flynn. Flynn's going to check in. Devin Manning's going to check in. Reinwald will check out for Hastings. 17:58 to play. You're in the ball game. Hastings trailing by 14. It's 41-27. Here's a Sam Huebner with the ball. Huebner on the wing. Leads it out here now to Tyler Bird. Hastings still in the man-to-man. Bird picked up by Fletcher. Bird goes over on the wing to the left side to Braun. Barrett hangs onto it. Man goes down the lane. No foul called. Here's Tyler Bird. Lobs it down low. Grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring is Bertel. Porter Bertel now with 4 points in the ball game, and now Concordia has opened up a 16-point lead. It is 43-27. Back the other way. A shot is up and in. That's Flynn. Dylan Flynn gets his first field goal of the ball game for Hastings. 43-29 now. We're down to 17 and a half to play here in the ball game. Ryan Shrum has got it. Now we got another body hitting the deck here, and a foul is called. And now a technical foul is going to be called. Porter Bertel was the guy who hit the deck here. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Schultz. He also gets hit with a technical foul. So Donovan Schultz getting hit with a personal foul and a tee here. And going to the free throw line will be Concordia for some charity tosses. Going to the line is going to be Ryan Shrum. He's got 13 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. His shot is up there. The shot good. That makes the score 44-29. Broncos now trailing by 15 points here in the second half. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Trevor Haldmeier. Coming out is going to be Donovan Schultz. Ryan Shrum back to the free throw line here for Concordia. Toes the mark. His shot is up there, and the shot rims off no good. And now, following the tee, it's going to be Concordia inbounding the basketball. 17-20 remaining here in the ball game. It's Hastings trailing Concordia by 15 at 44-29. Concordia uses a 19-5 run in the first half to pull away. Here's a shot from the right side, a three-pointer up and in. So Shrum hits another three. He's now got 17 points in the ball game, and Concordia has increased the lead to 18 points. Now the Broncos have some wood to chop down in the second half, 47-29. Here's Fletcher with the ball. Fletcher, 4-3, a shot good. Derek Fletcher now with 5 points in the basketball game. He's hit a 3 and a 2. So the Broncos come back to answer, and now we're down by 15, 47-22. Concordia with the lead. Tyler Bird has got it. They get it to the high post. The Huebner hands it back away to Bird. His shot from 15, good. Tyler Bird wide open, left side of the lane. He's got 11 points in the ballgame, 49-32. Again, it's a 17-point lead for Concordia. Here's Devin Manning with the ball, forces his way to the basket, and a foul is going to be called. A foul will go here against Concordia. It's going to go on Braun. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number one on the Bulldogs here in the second half of play. Bronco basketball for you tonight. We're in Seward. Hastings College women winning the first game 62-59. Now the Bronco men trailing in this one by 17. Long-range jumper 4-3 is going to be no good by Bacon. And the rebound to Huebner. Sam Huebner has got it now. So the Broncos' shooting woes continue. They hit only 33% of their shots in the first half of play. Only 8 out of 24 from the field for Hastings in the first half. Shrum on the right sideline has got it, gets it now to Bertel, hands the ball away to Bird. Bird works it right to left across the top of the key to Braun, lobs it down low. Huebner tries to put a move on, now throws up a shot, it's no good. Rebound Bertel, he tries to save it. It's saved here by Hastings, though. Broncos come back the other way with the ball. They get it to Trevor Haldmeier, bounce pass into the lane, it's kicked, and it's going to be Bronco basketball as they will play things in. Hastings will play things in just to the right of the basket here. Down here on the baseline, 15-56. Remaining in the ball game, Concordia 49, Hastings 32. Devin Manning will inbound the ball for Hastings. Manning holds it. Finally gets it into the lane there. Trevor Haldmeier. Haldmeier tries to work his way to the basket. Can't do it. Comes out now to Bacon. Bacon now to Reinwald. Circles around to the free throw line. Throws it over on the wing to Bacon. Back inside. They get it to a Dylan Flynn. He works with it. Spins one way, then the other. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Tap try, no good. And rebound comes down to Huebner. Huebner has got it now for Concordia to Tyler Bird. 15 and a half to play. The Broncos still down by 17. It's 49-32. Tyler Bird works it to the top of the key. Huebner has got it. Huebner works against Hallmeyer, dribbles down the right side of the lane, down in the corner, three-pointer put up there is going to be no good by Schrum. Rebound comes down to Bertel. He goes back up. His shot is no good, but he's looking for the traveling. So another offensive board there for Concordia. The Bulldogs getting second and third chances here. They out rebounded Hastings in the first half, 20-13, including 7-3 on the offensive end. Broncos were crushed on the boards on the Saturday in their ball game against Northwestern. 49-32, Broncos down by 17. Here's Manning with the ball. Manning gets it out to Hallmeyer. Hallmeyer now to Bacon. Moves it over there on the right side to Reinwald. Concordia is still in their man-to-man defense. Reinwald dribbles down the lane, powers his way to the basket. His shot no good. Partially deflected. Huebner comes out of there with the ball. Has lost out of bounds, and it's going to be Concordia ball. 49-32, Concordia with a 17-point lead. Bulldogs will walk back with the ball. Concordia, the 20th-ranked team in the country, looking for their eighth win of the season here tonight against Hastings College. Here on the right side, dribbling with the ball over here is going to be Schrum, trying to get away. Bounce pass right side of the lane, then underneath the basket, a shot up and in, and he's fouled. Bertel gets the field goal. Nice pass from Huebner, who got it from Schrum. Bertel lays it in. He's now got 6 points in the contest now for Concordia. Fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. And the personal foul is whistled on Flynn. That's going to be his second foul. And now Bertel goes to the free throw line to try to give Concordia a 20-point lead. It is now 51-32. Concordia with the advantage. Bertel to the free throw line. 63% foul shooter on the season. He's not been there so far tonight. Shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Schultz of Hastings, who's back into the ball game. To Manning. Devin has got the ball inside the free throw circle. Now to Schultz. Now to Devin Manning again behind a Schultz screen. Drives it toward the basket. Dishes off to Hallmeyer. His shot is up there. It won't go, and he's fouling the play. And Hallmeyer will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Huebner. The second foul on Sam Huebner. That's going to be team foul number two on the Bulldogs. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Hallmeyer. So Hallmeyer seeing some playing time here for Hastings. Misses the free throw. He'll have one more. 51-32 is the score. Hastings down by 19 points here in the second half with 14:26 to play. Next shot is up there. It is good. So Hallmeyer hits one out of two. 51-33. Tyler Bird now with the ball for Concordia. Skips his way across the midcourt stripe there. The Schrum. Back out to Bertel at the top of the key. Now to Schrum. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off the left side. No good. Long rebound. Bird grabs it. Tyler Bird out here in three-point territory. And now we got a whistle underneath the basket here. And they're going to... That one did not draw iron in that last shot. So the shot clock would not reset. So they're going to put 13 back on the shot clock. So 13 seconds on the shot clock. Concordia's got the ball. Tyler Bird has got it. Reverses it. Comes out here to Braun. His shot for three is good. Barrett Braun scores. He has now got 8 points in the ball game, and now Concordia has got a 21-point lead. It is 54-33. The Broncos with a turnover now as they come back the other way. So the Broncos have turned it over 13 times now in the ball game. Braun has got it. Braun gets it out between the rings to Bertel. Hands it away now. With the basketball is Schrum. Schrum now to Braun. He takes a crack at things from the top of the key. It's good. Braun hits back-to-back three-pointers, and now Lance wants to call a timeout. Concordia red hot from the field here in the second half as Braun, Barrett Braun hits a back-to-back threes from about the same spot, top of the key. We got a timeout now with 13 minutes and 31 seconds to play in the contest. Hastings now down by 24 points. It's Concordia 57, Hastings 33.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46Floor. That's 463-5667. Boers Floors in Hastings is also your Oric vacuum cleaner dealer.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Health Human Performance and Athletic Center in Seward tonight, also known as the Dog Pound. Concordia has got the lead over Hastings 57-33. So the Bulldogs, after hitting nearly 45% from the field in the first half, keeping that thing alive here in the second half, back-to-back trades by Barrett Braun. And Concordia now with a 24-point lead over Hastings, 57-33. The Bulldogs looking for their eighth win of the season here tonight. They come in here 7-2, 3-1 in the conference. Hastings at 4-8, and 1-4. Devin Manning now with it for Hastings following the timeout from head coach Lance Creech. Donovan Schultz, right side of the basket, hops in the lane. A little hook shot is up there at him. Donovan Schultz now with 13 points in the ballgame. He got off to a great start tonight. Scored the first 9 points for Hastings. He's now got actually 13 points here in the contest. So he scored four since the early minutes of the contest. 57-35 is the score. Down low and inside again. A shot up and in by Bertel, and he's fouling the play. They just pounded inside to those big bodies, and Hastings right now cannot match up down there. Porter Bertel gets the field goal for Concordia. He's now got 8 points in the ballgame. The foul is going to go on Holdmeyer. That's going to be his first. These guys are big. They are physical inside for Concordia. The Broncos having a real tough time inside. Porter Bertel to the free throw line. He's got 8 points in the contest. 0-1 from the stripe. The shot is up there. It's good. So it turns out to be a three-point play, and Concordia now out on top of Hastings by the score of 60-35. Here's Zach Short for Hastings. Drives the ball into the lane. Kicks it back out here. That's Reinwald. Got it. Twisting and turning down the paint. His shot is going to be short. And the rebound comes down to Tyler Bird of Concordia. So Concordia continues to shoot the ball well. They continue to rebound the ball well. They've got a big lead now over Hastings, 60-35. Concordia works with a Trum. Lobs it right side of the lane to Huebner. He backs up in the lane again. Forces up a shot. And a foul is going to be called. If they don't get the field goal, they draw the personal foul on Hastings. This one goes on Holdmeyer. That's going to be his second. And now Huebner will go to the free throw line for Concordia. 6'6", a senior from Aurora, Colorado. 60-35. Concordia with the lead. Shot from the free throw line by Huebner is good. He will have one more. Concordia gives up only 66 points per ball game on defense. Hastings right now with 35 on the board. Here's the next one by Huebner. It's in the air. It is good. So Huebner hits a pair. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. It's 62-35. The Bulldogs taking the Broncos apart here tonight. Aaron Kane into the lineup now for Hastings. To Devin Manning. He finds a seam, takes it to the basket, and misses the layup. And a rebound is loose. It's taken down by Manning. Manning gets it now to Kane. His shot right side of the lane is no good, and he's fouling the play. And Aaron Kane will go to the free throw line. Huebner picks up the foul. So Hastings with a couple of chances there in that possession. Aaron Kane cannot convert. But he draws the personal foul, and Aaron now goes to the free throw line for Hastings. He has not scored so far in the ballgame. Kane, a 55% foul shooter. His shot is up there, and that shot is no good. He'll get one more. Into the ballgame now for Concordia, Brent Houchin. Going out is going to be Sam Huebner. Concordia led this thing at halftime, 39-25. The Broncos have scored only 10 points in 8 minutes. Next shot is up there. That one is no good. Ball tapped around on the baseline. It's picked up here by Concordia. Brent Houchin has got the ball for the Dogs. Gets it away now to Tyler Bird. Bird brings things up against Short. Tyler on the dribble comes to the near sideline. Throws it down in the corner to Shrum. Shrum gets away on the dribble. Moves it to Bertel, top of the key. Over on the left side, that's Braun with it now. Braun throws it inside. It's right by the outstretched fingertips of Brent Houchin out of bounds. Houchin again posted up left side of the lane to try to get in the ball, and it was thrown too far out of bounds. Turnover number 9 on Concordia in the ball game. Hastings has got it back. Here's Kane driving the ball to the basket. His shot no good, and the rebound brought out there by Ryan Shrum. Shrum takes it to the far sideline. Here come the Dogs again with the ball. Bird moves it down in the corner. That's Braun. Lobs it inside again to Bertel. His little hook shot is up there and in over Kane. Porter Bertel scores the end. He's got 11 points in the ball game, and now Concordia wants to call a timeout. Concordia calls a timeout. 11 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the ball game. It is Concordia 64, Hastings 35.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning, 7 to 11, Sunday, 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Briar Cliff going to be in town to take on Hastings College in our next ball game. That'll be on Saturday. Airtime will be at 1:45 for the pregame show with Bronco women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. Women's game will go at 2 o'clock on Saturday with the men playing at 4 o'clock. The Briarcliff men are ranked number 4 in the country. They were undefeated going into tonight's ball game with Dort. So expect maybe an undefeated team to be on hand on Saturday afternoon for that men's ball game. 2 and 4 o'clock, again, starting times on Saturday at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, 1:45 pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings College women winning in the first ball game, 62-59. The men trailed here at halftime, 39-25, and it's been all Concordia here in the second half, now 64-35. Here's Devin Manning with the ball now for Hastings. Manning moves it down to the baseline, and the dribble comes to Zach Short. Now to Donovan Schultz. Schultz flips it away. Here's a Short with the ball, finds a seam, takes it in the lane, contact made. Basket is good, but it won't count. A foul before the shot's going to go on Tyler Bird. That's going to be his first. So Bird picks up his first foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Dogs. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings College will play things in. Zach Short will play it in for Hastings to Devin Manning. Takes it to the free throw line. A bounce pass down low is going to be intercepted. He tried to come back to Short, and the Broncos turn it away. Pass is intercepted there by Tyler Bird. Bird back on the dribble now for Concordia. Ryan Shrum here on the near side. Shrum takes it to Houchin at the top of the key. Moves it over on the wing and the left side to Braun. And now we got a whistle underneath the basket and a three-second violation called there. Three-second violation on Concordia. 10 turnovers on the Bulldogs here in the ballgame. 10:58 left. It's Hastings trailing Concordia by the score of 64-35 in men's college basketball action here tonight. Hastings comes back quickly with the ball. Brady Lohman in the contest now. Brady goes over to Fletcher. Now to Manning from the top of the key. Three-pointer is too strong. Rebound is loose. It's picked up here by Hastings. That's Aaron Kane. He gets it to Lohman. Finds a seam. Drives it to the basket and scores. First field goal of the ball game for Brady Lohman. He's got 2 points. A freshman out of Norfolk gets in the scorebook. 64-37. Hastings trailing here with 10:35 to go. Here's a Tyler Bird on the dribble. Takes it to the left side. Picked up there by Lohman. Out to a Ryan Shrum. Shrum out here in three-point territory. Hands it away to Braun. Takes it to the free throw line. Kicks it out to Bird. Three-pointer good. Boy, he's a good shooter. Tyler Bird, recruited by Hastings, decided to come to Concordia instead. He's averaging 15 points per ball game. He's got 14 in this contest. Here's Fletcher. His shot's going to be short. Barely draws iron. And the rebound comes down to Barrett Braun for Concordia. And it's now the Bulldogs by 30. 67-37. Here's Bertel with the ball out to Bird. Bird out to Braun. His shot for three is going to be no good, and he's knocked down in the play, and a foul called on Manning. Devin Manning picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. And now going to the free throw line for Concordia is going to be Barrett Braun. He's got 11 points in the contest. He's not shot any free throws so far tonight. Braun is 63% foul shooter. His shot is up there. It rims off, no good. He will get one more. Actually, he'll get two more as he was found in the act of shooting out here in three-point territory. Braun will have his second one up there. It's good. Coming in is going to be Olsen. Coming in is going to be Jake Marvin. Manning is going to come out. Schultz is going to come out. Also checking in for Lance will be Dylan Flynn. And coming out will be Aaron Kane. 68-37. Concordia all over the Broncos here tonight. Braun will have the third of three. His shot is up there is good, so he connects on two out of three from the free throw line. And this is the biggest lead of the night now for Concordia at 69-37. Fletcher has got the ball for Hastings on the dribble, takes to the right side, moves it down to the baseline to Olsen. Nice pass inside to Flynn, and he lays it in. Olsen gets the assist. Dylan Flynn gets the field goal just to the left of the basket, and it's now 69-39. Broncos down by 30 in the contest with 9.5 minutes to play. Braun has got the ball on the right sideline. Goes top of the key to Houchin. Houchin now to Bird. Behind a Houchin screen, circles around, drives it down the lane, throws it to the near sideline, now to Braun. Braun back out to a Banahan who's into the ball game. Banahan now to Shrum, driving to the basket, stops and pops. His shot no good. Rebound loose on the baseline is picked up here by Hastings. Marvin has got the ball, gets it ahead, now to Lohman. Lohman to Olsen, nice pass down low. Flynn grabs it, goes up, shoots and scores. Dylan Flynn now with 6 points in the ball game, 69-41. Olsen now attacking here in backcourt. Dribbling with the ball is Bird. Bird brings it into the offensive zone. Now to Shrum here on the right sideline. Shrum gets it at the top of the key to Banahan. on the dribble, hands it away now. That's a Brown with the ball, working there against a Woolman. Now to a wide-open Houch, and his shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Flynn of Hastings. Flynn now to Nate. Nate gets the ball to Woolman. Nice pass inside to Fletcher. He blows the easy one. Follow shot up and in, and he's fouling the play. Jake Marvin gets the field goal for Hastings. Fletcher missed the first one. Marvin was right there offensively. Puts it down through the hole, and he's fouling the play. It's now 69-43, and Marvin goes to the free throw line to try to connect on a three-point play. And now this number one group coming back into the ball game now for Concordia head coach Grant Schmidt. So Jake Marvin to the free throw line for Hastings. It is 69-43. The Broncos down by 26 in the ball game. Here comes the shot by Marvin. It is up there. It is good. Broncos down by 25. They trailed a little while ago by 32 points. Now down to 25, and now we've got a foul called here in Fletcher. Bird was bringing the ball up. Fletcher commits the personal foul. That's Derek's first. Team foul number 9 on the Broncos, so this will be a 1-1 situation here for Tyler Bird. He's got 14 points in the ball game. Free throw rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Marvin. Marvin now to Fletcher. The Brady Woolman now to Fletcher. Moves it over to Marvin. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Olsen grabs the ball in the corner. Olsen brings it up on the dribble. Hands it to Fletcher. Now down low. That's Flynn. His shot off the glass. In and out, no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound is still loose. Finally picked up by Bird. Tyler Bird has got it now for Concordia. So Hastings with 2-3 shots right around the hoop there. Could not convert. And Hastings finds himself down by 25 points in the ball game with 8 minutes to play. Tyler Bird has got it over here on the deep wing, circles around, takes it to the left side of the floor behind the screen, gets rid of it, now to Braun, now to Bird, back outside. That's Bertel with the ball. Bertel the vote. Vote picked up there by Fletcher of Hastings. Bounce pass down low again. Bertel turns around in a traveling violation. Bertel wanted to throw up a shot there, but right in his face defensively was Jake Marvin of Hastings. Traveling violation called there in Concordia, their 11th turnover of the ball game, 69-44. Hastings down by 25, Broncos with the ball. Fletcher from the elbow, shot is up there, no good, he's fouled in a play. And Fletcher will go to the free throw line for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Adam Vogt, that's going to be his second. So two fouls on Vogt, that's going to be team foul number 6 on Concordia. After the ball game, we'll name our players of the game. We'll also have our coaches' post-game show before we get out of here tonight. 69-44, Concordia's got the lead. Shot from the free throw line is good by Fletcher. Fletcher now with 6 points in the ballgame. He had just 4 on the Saturday against Northwestern. A week ago on a Wednesday, he had 31 in the contest against Midland. 69-45, Hastings trailing. Here's the next shot is good by Fletcher. 69-46. So Hastings on a 9-0 run now. A 9-0 run for Hastings here late in the ballgame. Tyler Bird has got the ball for Concordia. Moves it over to Adam Vogt. Now top of the key. There's Huebner for 3. Shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Olsen. Nate runs her back the other way to Fletcher. Derek Fletcher stops at the top of the arc. Sends it down to Flynn. He drives the baseline. Puts it off on the window and scores. Dylan Flynn now with 8 points in the ball game. It is now 69-48. Hastings down by 21 points. Hastings now in a 11-0 run here over Concordia late in this contest. Here's Bertel with the ball. Might be a little bit too late. And now we got a personal foul calling Bertel. Porter Bertel picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. So it's 69-48. We're down to 6 minutes and 53 seconds to play here in the ballgame. Hastings will play things in backcourt. Woolman gets it in the hands of Nate Olsen, and he'll bring it up down the near sideline. Olsen brings it back to the center of the floor. Now drives it down to paint. Kicks it out to Marvin. His shot for 3 is no good. Rebound is loose. The Broncos going after it over there. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Concordia ball. Flynn was going after it with Adam Boats. Flynn was the last to touch it. So Concordia will play things in on the far side. Bronco basketball for you tonight on 1230 KHAS Hastings. We're in Seward. Hastings College women picking up a win in the first ball game tonight, 62-59. Hastings College men trailing by 21 points in the second ball game, 69-48. But Concordia had a 32-point lead a little while ago. Here's Tyler Bird on the wing on the left side. Tyler holds it. Bounce pass goes down low. Backing up is going to be a Huebner. Huebner forces up a shot over Olsen that won't go. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Glenn grabs the rebound. A woman, not a Fletcher. Drives for the hole. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound loose. Follow shot, no good. And a personal foul is called. The ball was loose. Marvin picked it up and sent it back down through the hole, but a personal foul is going to be called here on the Concordia. It's going to go on both. That's going to be his third. Who's going to go to the line? A rebounding foul. It's going to be Jake Marvin. So Jake Marvin goes to the free throw line. He's got 3 points in the ball game. This will be a one-and-one situation. That's the 18th foul in Concordia here in the second half. Shot is up there. It's good. Actually, a two-shot foul as Marvin was in the act of shooting. 69-49. The Broncos are down by 20 points. They're on a 12-0 run right now over Concordia. Here comes the next shot by Marvin. It is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. That's a Sam Huebner with a rebound. So it's 69-49. 6 minutes and some change left here in the basketball game tonight. Vogt has got the ball. Now to Huebner. Huebner to Shrum. Shrum drives the ball against Olsen. Olsen attacking out here defensively to Bertel. Bertel hands it back to Shrum. His free throw line jumper put up there and in. So Ryan Shrum scores. He's now got 19 points in the ball game. And now Concordia calls the timeout. The Bulldogs want to talk things over. That basket right there broke a 14-0 run, or actually a 12-0 run for Hastings College late in this contest. 5:47 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing Concordia. Bulldogs 71, Broncos 49.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
We'll have high school basketball coming up for you on Friday nights here on 1230 KHAS. Get our first glimpse of Hastings St. Cecilia for the season. The Blue Hawks will be at home to take on Donovan Trumbull. We'll have the games for you on 1230 KHAS. Pre-game show at 5:45. The girls' game will go at 6. For the boys to follow at 7:45. High school basketball, Donovan Trumbull and Hastings St. Cecilia coming up on Friday nights here on 1230 KHAS. 71-49 is the score. Hastings back down by 22 points. Late in the ball game, we got 5:45 to play. Here's Lohman, a shot in the lane. It's going to be off the left side. No good. Rebound loose on the baseline. It's picked up there by Huebner. So Hastings going on a 12-0 run. Pulls within 20 points, but that is as close as we have gotten here in the second half. Back the other way comes Concordia. They attack on the baseline and a traveling violation on Brown. Brown just to the right side of the basket down there. Works with it. He's whistled for the traveling violation. 12 turnovers now in Concordia here in the ballgame. Hastings will get the ball back here. 5:27 to play. From Seward, 71-49 is the score. One thing about it, the Broncos not rolling over here in this ballgame. They could have cashed it in a long, long time ago. Here's Dylan Flynn, goes for the basket. His left-handed layup rolls off with the front iron. It's going to be no good. And now it's a foul called here in backcourt on Flynn. Flynn now with 3 fouls. We walk to the other end of the floor now. So Flynn misses a driving layup there. Then he commits the personal foul. And going to the free throw line for the Bulldogs will be Tyler Bird. Bird has got 14 points in the ballgame, 1 out of 3 from the stripe here in this one. 5:13 to play. Here comes a shot from the free throw line. It's up and in. He will get one more. End of the ballgame now for Hastings is going to be Donovan Schultz, and coming out will be Jake Marvin. 72-49 is the score. Here comes the next one up there by Bird. It is up and is good. So Bird now 3 out of 5 from the line. He's got 16 points in the ballgame. 73-49. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. Flynn at the top of the key drives it. Now dishes off. Going to the hole there is going to be Schultz, and he's fouled into play. Flynn got him the ball. Schultz is fouled into play, and he'll go to the free throw line now for Hastings. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Bertel. That's going to be his fourth. So Donovan Schultz to the free throw line here for Hastings. Schultz has got 13 points in the ball game, 5 of 7 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. He will get one more. End of the contest now. Brent Houchin going out is going to be Porter Bertel for Concordia. 73-50. Broncos down by 23. Next one is up there. It is good. So Donovan hits a pair of free throws. He's now got 15 in the ball game. He leads the Broncos in scoring here tonight, 73-51. Here's Tyler Bird with the ball. Tyler goes over to Ryan Schrum. Schrum now to Huebner. Bounce pass inside to Houchin. He goes for the hole, and he's going to be, let's see, it's blocked out of his hands, out of bounds. There's a force up a shot there. I think Schultz came from behind and knocked it out of bounds. So it's going to be Tyler Bird and inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own hoop here with 4:48 to play. Bird looking. Comes in to Houchin, and now we got a quick whistle here, and a foul is going to be called on Schultz. Donovan picks up his second. And going to the free throw line here for Concordia is going to be Houchin. He's got 3 points in the ball game thus far, a field goal, and he's 1 of 1 from the free throw line. 73% foul shooter in the season. As Houchin eyes the bucket here with his ball club leading by 22. The free throw is going to be off of the back iron. It is no good. 73-51. 4:48 to play here in this one. As Brent Houchin will have one more. His shot is in the air. That one is off of the back iron. No good. And an offensive rebound comes down to Huebner. Takes that ball away there from Flynn. So they keep it alive here. Another offensive board for the Bulldogs. Here's Bird with the ball now. Bird comes over here on the right side. They get it to Schrum. Schrum now to Huebner. Moves it over to Barrett Braun. Braun brings it back here to Ryan Schrum. On the dribble, moves to the right side. Reverses the ball. Now to Houchin. Now to Tyler Bird. Bird gets it into the hands there of Braun. Back down low. Here's a shot by Houchin. It's going to be blocked out of bounds. It is blocked out of bounds down there. They will give the ball to Concordia, so the Bulldogs will play things in. Nothing fancy here about the Concordia offense. They just like to pound the ball down low in the baseline to their big guys, and Hastings has not been able to match up down there. Here's the inbounds pass. It's going to be intercepted. Brady Woolman intercepts the ball, gets it away to Fletcher. Fletcher now to Lohman, back into the offensive zone for Hastings. There's Reinwald with the ball now. Reinwald takes it down to the left side of the lane. His little shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the loose ball there, and it goes out of bounds. Now we got a foul call that's going to go on Hastings. So a personal foul is going to go on Dylan Flynn. That's going to be his fourth. So a physical basketball game here tonight between Concordia and Hastings. That's what we expected. That's what we got. Houchin to the free throw line. So Concordia is going to go to 4-1 in the conference after this one. 8-2 on the season. Barrett Braun to the free throw line. He's got 13 points so far tonight. 2 of 3 from the line. Shot up there. Rims off. No good. He'll get one more. Hastings now over the 10-foul limit in the second half. 4:03 to play in the ball game. 73-51. Concordia out on top of Hastings here tonight. Next shot is up there by Houchin. That one is good. Houchin hits 1 out of 2. 74-51. Here's Derek Fletcher with the ball now for Hastings. Fletcher gives it away to Brady Woolman behind the screen at the top of the key. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound Schultz goes back up. His shot no good, and he's fouled in the play. So finally the Broncos getting an offensive board there. Personal foul going to be whistled on Huebner. That's going to be his fourth. So now it's going to be Schultz going to the free throw line here for Hastings. Schultz so far 15 points in the ball game for Hastings. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. So he's missed 3 free throws tonight in 7 attempts. He had missed only 1 free throw in his first 22 attempts this year. He is the second leading free throw shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, as Schultz will have one more. It is in the air. The second one is down through the hole. And the score is now 74-52. Concordia has got the lead. Schultz will check out now. Back into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Jake Marvin. 3:50 to play here in this one. Concordia's got the lead over the Broncos. They use a 19-5 run in the first half to give them a cushion of 14 points at halftime, and Concordia has not looked back. Hastings got it down to 20 points at one point here in the second half, but that's as close as we have gotten. There's a shot, a driving layup by Braun. It's going to be no good. Another offensive board. Braun has got it. They get it to a Houchin. Now back down, low and inside. A left-handed shot by Huebner. It's going to be no good. Hastings grabs the rebound, but they fall down on the baseline, and the foul is called. Fletcher came down with the ball, and he was fouled in a play there by Brent Houchin. That's going to be Brent's first. Now that's going to be team foul number 10 on Concordia, so we're going to walk to the other end of the floor, and we'll have some free throws at this end. Derek Fletcher will go to the free throw line. He's got 7 points in the ball game, 2 of 2 from the line. 74-52. Shot from the line, good by Fletcher. So So Derek will have one more. Hastings now within 21 points again. Here comes the next shot. It's up there by Fletch. That one rims off no good, and the rebound comes down to Concordia. Huebner with a rebound. Gets it away now to Tyler Bird. He'll bring things up against Fletcher. Manning comes over to help out of the double team. They get the ball to Schrum on the far side. Now to Bird. Bird picked up by Devin Manning of Hastings, and now Concordia's going to spread the floor a little bit. So we approach the three-minute mark here in the contest. They've got a 21-point lead, 74-53, trying to wrap things up here tonight. Braun has got it out in three-point territory. Now to Tyler Bird. Picked up by Manning. Dribbles behind his screen. Runs into Reinwald. Dribbles down the lane. Dumps it off down low. A shot is up and in. Sam Huebner scores. They just throw that one up there, and Huebner throws it down through the hole. 76-53. Here's Lohman at the other end. His driving layup no good. Tap trying no good, and the rebound comes down to Houchin. Houchin now to Tyler Bird. Bird takes it down the left sideline to get it to Braun. Braun now to Bird. In the offensive zone down for the Bulldogs. 76-53. Hastings trailing here in the ball game with 2:25 to play. Top of the key, Huebner has got it. He tries to lob it down low. It's deflected away from Houchin. And the ball brought out of there by Lohman. Lohman now to Fletcher to Reinwald. Drives a scoop shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Huebner for Concordia. Huebner gets into the hands of Bird, and now we got a timeout called. Concordia wants to call a timeout. 2 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Concordia 76, Hastings 53.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
39-25 here at halftime in favor of Concordia. The Dogs have increased their lead now to 76-53 here in the second half. Concordia will play things in here in backcourt. Hastings attacking all over the place now as they get things in to Phil Friedrich, who's into the ball game now for Concordia as he dribbles with the ball down the far sideline, and now we got a 10-second violation. Hastings pressuring here in the defensive zone, and a 10-second violation is called in Concordia. Now 14 turnovers on the Bulldogs. Hastings will get it, but they're trailing by a bunch here. Here's a Trevor Holtmeyer with the ball, left side of the lane, right at the elbow, comes out to Zach Short. Short dribbling with the ball, takes it down the paint. He has passed down low. It's going to be right through the fingertips of States out of bounds. 15 turnovers on Hastings here in the ball game. Coming into the contest now for Concordia is going to be Garrett Golke. Golke is a freshman out of Gowan, Michigan. So head coach Grant Schmidt getting some folks into the ball game now in the winning minutes of this contest. 76-53, Concordia's got the lead. Short goes for the steal there for Hastings, and he's got it on the far side, and now he loses control of the ball. It is loose over there, and it's picked up by Concordia. It's still loose. Who's got it? Finally, Hastings comes out of there with the ball. Follow the bouncing ball there, and coming down with it for Hastings will be Jason States. Into the fourth quarter, driving for the hole. A shot is up there. It's no good, and the foul is called. Jacob Gibson into the ball game now, a sophomore out of Lincoln. This is the first time we have seen him. So Gibson will go to the free throw line here for Hastings, and his shot is up there. It's good. So Gibson gets a point in the old scorebook here, and it's now 76-54. Concordia with the lead. Next shot is up there, and it's off of the left side. No good. And the rebound comes down to Concordia. 76-54. Bulldogs have the lead here. Men's college basketball from 1230 KHIS. Adam Vogt has got it here for the Bulldogs. Comes to the near sideline. That's a Golke with the ball. Golke comes out now to Brent Houchin. Houchin moves it over to Frederick on the far side. Moves it to the top of the key. On the pass now to Vogt. Jump pass goes back down in the corner. There's a three-pointer put up by Frederick. It's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings ball. An air ball thrown up there from deep in the left corner. Ball goes out of bounds in the opposite corner, and Hastings will play things in. Under a minute to play, 76-54. Concordia's got the lead. Zach Short out to Trevor Holtmeyer. The Short lobs it inside. The basketball is Jason States. Kicks it back out to Holtmeyer. Angles in from the right wing and has the basketball stripped away. It is loose and it's picked up here by Concordia. Andy Banahan back into the ball game now for the Dogs. Picks up the loose ball. Turnover number 16 on Hastings here in the ball game. down to 30 seconds to go. 76-54, Concordia with a lead. Vogt moves it down on the dribble to the left side. It has it stripped away. Picked up by Hastings, and now a foul is called. So Friedrich picks up the personal foul for Concordia. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be short. He has not scored so far tonight. 4 out of 7 from the line on the season. So Zach Short will have 2 shots here. His shot is up there. It is good. He'll get one more. Hastings and Briarcliff coming up on Saturday. The Chargers, the fourth-ranked team in the nation. They'll be in town to take on Hastings, 4 o'clock starting time at Lynn Farrell Arena on Saturday. Second shot is up there. It's good, and the Broncos are back within 20. 76-56. Ball is knocked loose, and Trevor Holtmeyer has got it now for Hastings. Holtmeyer comes back the other way, gets the short. Now to Holtmeyer, angles in, takes up a little 15-footer. Right side, no good. The ball tipped around and is picked up here. Back the other way, Vogt has got it for Concordia. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. This one in the books. Concordia is going to win it tonight by 20. Final score, Concordia wins over Hastings College by 20 points. Concordia 76, Hastings 56. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back in Seward. Hastings College, the men's basketball team dropping one here tonight to Concordia by 20. Final score is 76-56. So the Broncos go to 4 wins and 9 losses on the season. They're now 1-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia improves to 8 wins and 2 losses and now 4-1. In conference play. Ball game tied up early at 17 points apiece. Concordia goes on a 19-5 run in the first half and onto a 36-22 advantage with a minute and 40 seconds to play until halftime. Concordia led by 14 at halftime, 39-25. They did not let up in the second half. The Broncos struggled from the field. Concordia eventually got out to a 24-point lead at 57-33 with 13.5 minutes to play. Led by 32 points at one time, 69-37, before Hastings scored 12 straight points to make it a 20-point ball game at 69-49. That's as close as they got as Concordia beats Hastings tonight 76-56. Hastings ended up shooting only 30% from the field tonight. They were 17 out of 56 for 30.4%. Hastings 5 out of 15 on three-pointers for 33%, 17 out of 26. For the free throw line, 65%. Concordia was 24 out of 54 for 44%. They were 11 out of 24 from three-point range, 45%. 17 out of 25 from the free throw line, 68%. The rebounding numbers, boy, they're dismal again. Hastings getting out-rebounded by Concordia, 49-28, including 14-8 on the offensive end. The Broncos had 15 turnovers in the ballgame, 23 for Concordia. Broncos getting 16 points from Donovan Schultz in the ballgame tonight, 11 from Tobin Reinwald, 8 points for Dylan Flynn, 8 points for Derek Fletcher, 4 points for Jake Marvin, 2 points apiece for Brady Lohman and Zach Short. Trevor Holtmeyer also got a free throw and 1 point in the ballgame here tonight. Concordia led by Ryan Shrums, 19. Tyler Bird had 16, 13 for Barrett Braun, 12 for Porter Bertel. The other scorers for Concordia, 5 points for Adam Vogt, 6 points for Sam Huebner, and 4 for Brent Houchin. So the Hastings College men's basketball team dropping this one tonight to Concordia, 76-56. Now stay tuned for the players of the game. The coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
So Concordia knocks off the Hastings College men here tonight, 76-56. Bulldogs led 39-25 at halftime and then outscored Hastings in the second half, 37-31. So Concordia wins it 76-56 over Hastings College here tonight. This is the players of the game on 1230 KHAS. Again, in the women's ball game, Hastings beat Concordia 62-59. Hastings getting some players in double figures in that ball game. Sophia McDermott, 17 points. Alicia Stadler, 15. Courtney Spahn had 14 points for Hastings in that ball game. Brittany Wong, also a solid performance with 9. In the men's contest, Donovan Schultz was 16 points, and Tobin Reinwald had 11. The face the Broncos in the men's ball game. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Read about the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, Adams Central, St. Cecilia, the area athletes and teams, plus state and national sports in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Have a happy and safe holiday season from the sports department and everyone at the Hastings Tribune, and congratulations to the player of the game from the Hastings Tribune.
Well, for the Hastings College women's basketball team, Sophia McDermott is going to be the player of the game tonight for Hastings College. McDermott came up with 17 points in the ball game, had an off-balance three-pointer from about 42 feet away with 2 minutes and 9 seconds to play in regulation to give Hastings a 58-54 advantage. Then hit a couple of free throws late in the ball game to ice it for Hastings. McDermott ends up with 17 points in the ball game, 6 out of 9 from the field tonight. 3 out of 5 from three-point territory, 2 out of 2 from the free-throw line, pulls down 2 rebounds, scores 17 points, had 3 assists, 1 block shot, and 1 steal in the ball game. Played 37 out of the 40 minutes for Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman. Hastings College winning over Concordia tonight, 62-59. And for the Hastings College men, Donovan Schultz will be our player of the game tonight. Schultz missed a double-double by just a couple of rebounds tonight. He came out on fire this evening, scored the first 9 points of the ball game for Hastings in a losing effort. Schultz ends up with 16 in the ball game. He was 3 out of 6 from the field, 2 out of 3 from three-point territory, 8 out of 11 from the free-throw line, pulls down 8 rebounds, 1 on offense, 7 on defense, 16 points, 1 assist, and 2 block shots. He plays 23 out of the 40 minutes for Hastings head coach Lance Creech. So Donovan Schultz and Sophia McDermott will be our players of the game tonight. Hastings College with a split in college basketball action tonight. The women knocking off Concordia 62-59. The men losing to the Bulldogs by a score of 76-56. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Post Game Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
Back in Seward again, Hastings College drops one this evening to a Concordia final score of 76-56. As head coach Lance Creech joins us in the post game, and coach, we knew it was going to be a tough physical basketball game. That's exactly what we got here tonight, and we didn't match up very well.
No, we didn't. You know, and we just didn't match them tough for tough. And unfortunately, when you play a team like Coach Schmidt has, especially this year, where they're so big and physical and they can control the tempo, it's going to be difficult. You know, and I thought we settled too much too early in the game for threes. That was basically our only point production in the first 10 to 12 minutes. And then when those didn't quit falling, it was very hard for us to get anything to the basket. We didn't move particularly well without the basketball. It's just a lot of disappointing things. But again, it comes down to another 14 offensive rebounds we've given up. Got beat on the boards by 21. So we can drill it and drill it and drill it. And like I tried to tell our guys, until they get sick of losing, I don't know what more to do. I mean, we practiced Thursday with one basketball in the entire gym. And we put our reduced rims on the hoops. And there was more rebounds to be had that day in practice than we've had maybe all season. You know, so we had a 2-hour practice specifically devoted to just rebounding the basketball, and we still come out and give a lackluster performance like that. It's going to be tough if we don't get something turned around.
The big guys for Concordia, not only did they pound it up inside and we had a tough time matching it up, but some of these guys could step out. They can hit a three anytime they wanted to, too.
Yeah, you know, Shrum especially, number 42, very good job, you know, and he's very much a corner three. Really likes him in that area. We lose him a couple different times. And I just think our execution of a game plan was just not very good, you know. And we were trying to simplify things. And I think we got a lot of, you know, younger kids that maybe aren't used to absorbing that much information. And too many times we lost guys in our rotations. We didn't communicate well enough. I didn't think... we had a lot of very good active ball pressure to create some air time and give our kids that were recovering a little bit more time to get out to the ball. So, you could go on for a long time on a performance like it was tonight.
Coach, offensively, struggled putting the ball in the hole. We had, 33 points on the board with about 12 minutes to play in the second half.
Yeah, we weren't very aggressive, you know, and we stopped too many times on our drives. I mean, our offense is predicated on driving the basketball. We stopped too many times on the first contact when, you know, they're not going to call that foul. And the second contact and third, we've got to get a bigger piece of the paint to get the ball inside and out. We've got to do a better job. But once we do post feed, we've got to get action off of our post feeds. And we're very lethargic, you know, and I guess I don't understand why we're so uninspired to play, I guess it would be the best way to put it, Mike.
Donovan hits, I think, your first 9 points of the ball game, and then ends up with 16. They kind of took him away, got into a little bit of foul trouble tonight.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's going to happen anytime somebody comes out and makes that many points right away. You're kind of going to raise your eyebrow and say somebody might want to find him and get a hand up. But you know, and we just really had nobody else to match him. And I think in the first half we really struggled, still kind of looking for some point guard production. I think Nate Olson maybe solidified some things for us tonight. And we tried to start a little bit bigger. It wasn't anything that Nate necessarily did. It was just we were trying to start a little bit bigger and put five people what we thought could score out there, and maybe that's not Nate's role, but I was pleased with the things that he did for us tonight and the minutes that he gave us, because he was probably one of the few sparks and as far as just even competing at a high level for the amount of time that he was in.
Didn't like the bigger lineup tonight?
I didn't, you know, and it didn't do much for us, you know, and I mean, our, you know, there were some questions, you know, well, coach, we haven't played with this lineup, you know, we don't really know what to do. And I said, well, we've rebounded for 41 practices and we're still getting our butts beat there. So, I mean, you know, you can pick any argument you want and I'm going to beat it. But we just didn't compete as well as we needed to be successful tonight against a good team.
It comes down to the rebounding. I know you're going to preach that all weekend, 49 to 28. That's huge.
It's very big, you know, and it was, and more importantly, they got production out of their rebounds, you know, and there was too many times, even to the last seconds of the game, we would get a steal and turn it right back over, you know, and then those have just been, I don't know how to get out of those habits. I don't know. You just keep practicing and preaching and showing film and drilling it and doing skill work and practice. And you know, like I said, this is the same blueprint that we've used here for the past 3 or 4 years. It's been pretty successful for us. So, you know, the engine isn't broke. I think some of the parts of the engine are a little bit corroded right now with gunk and goo, and we're just not playing it very efficient.
You guys are trailing by 32. I guess one of the bright spots, you did not quit tonight.
Yeah.
You got it down to 20 points late in the ball game.
Yeah, you know, we cut it, you know, and at least, I don't know if 20 is even respectable, I guess. But, yeah, it could have got to 40.
Yeah.
A heck of a lot easier, and it could have got to 20. So, I guess if there's a bright spot, we didn't let it run down our leg and all over the floor. At least we did compete a little bit.
Anything else you saw that you were happy with?
You know, in spurts, you know, I think our younger kids, I thought Dylan Flynn, the shots didn't fall, but I thought Dylan did some good things with as far as aggressiveness. I was pleased with Brady Lallman. I thought he did some good things. Again, aggressiveness, shots didn't fall. Tobin in the first half carried us. Between Tobin and Donovan, they had 20 of our 25 points at half, you know, so he struggled a little bit in the second half, got in some foul trouble, and it was just, he gets to the rim. It's just, again, a matter of we're not used to finishing over that many big, strong bodies in a practice setting. So we missed a lot of easy shots that typically you would think we wouldn't miss. But it is what it is for tonight, and we've just got to get back to the drawing board and figure something out, Mike.
Yeah, and Saturday you got the fourth-ranked team of the nation coming here in Briar Club. A tough team to get healthy on.
Yeah, no question. But, you know, this conference is littered with them, so even the bad teams are good and have a chance to beat you. So we can't lick our wounds too darn long because we got work to do.
Okay, we'll see you Saturday.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos dropping this one to Concordia tonight by 20, 76-56. Take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boris Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boris Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Shop Boris Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR. That's 463-5667. Boris Floors in Hastings is also your Oric vacuum cleaner dealer.
College drops this one here tonight in the men's ball game, 76-56. Donovan Schultz leads the way for Hastings, 16 points. Tobin Reinwald had 11. Hastings now 4-9 in the season. They are 1-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They'll get ready for Briar Cliff on Saturday afternoon. In the women's ball game, Hastings holds on to beat Concordia, 62-59. Sophia McDermott, 17 points for Hastings. Alicia Stadler, 15 points, 16 rebounds. Courtney Spahn, 14 points and 11 rebounds. Hastings wins the first ball game of the conference season. They are now 1-4 on the year. Hastings improves to 6-7 overall. Both the Hastings College men and women will play host to Briar Cliff on Saturday afternoon at the Lynn Farrell Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex. 1:45 for the pregame show, 2 o'clock for the women's ball game, 4 o'clock for the guys. We'll have all the action here on 1230 KHAS. That'll wrap things up for us from Seward here tonight. For Brad Beam, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings' link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.
You're listening to 1230 KHAS Hastings.